Fire can prepare soil for new growth, but also leave behind trauma for those afflicted. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Grace Moore, associate professor of English at the University of Otago, considers the literary context.
A wildfire and its aftermath can evoke strong emotions like grief and trauma. Environmental events that we previously thought of as once-in-a-lifetime catastrophes are now almost everyday occurrences, and that can be emotionally taxing. Literature has an important role to play in the aftermath of a natural disaster. My research examines literary representations of fire from the present day back to the 19th century. It maps depictions of environmental change, including expanding fire seasons. It also considers how literary works can prepare us both to face a natural disaster and to deal with its after effects. Many novels featuring bushfires and wildfires emphasize the importance of community, both in working to extinguish a fire and in dealing with its consequences. My work shows that literary writing can also offer a space in which to anticipate solutions to climate change issues. That can be through the depiction of a utopian future, or through works like Amitav Ghosh's 2019 novel Gun Island that envision alternative, less environmentally harmful ways of living. While climate catastrophe was once a staple of far-fetched sensationalist writing, it has over the past two decades become a feature of realist fiction, reflecting the acceleration of human-generated climate change in the real world. Literature also reminds us that fire is a natural phenomenon and part of the cycle of life. A fire can be central to a plot, or it can have a role in the background. When we survey a real-life firescape, we see devastation and loss. Reading can be restorative. It can also stimulate empathy among those wishing to support survivors of wildfires through promoting understanding of their experiences. Literary depictions of fire can encourage longer-term thinking through showing renewal and recovery in the natural world. They can also encourage hope by highlighting human connection and support.
That was Grace Moore of the University of Otago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.